Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to be learning B'siyata Dishmaya, Parshas Yisro, Perek Yudches, Psukim Tes Vov, Tes Zayin. And this is based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Hagaon HaGadol, Dovid Zatzal. And L'schus Avi Morin Imi Maras Yishiyichyu. Pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe lechosno ki avoy elai lam ledrosh elokim, ki avan dover bo elai ushafati ben ishu ben reyo vadati eschukei elokim vestor oisav." Yisro says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "What are you doing? People are standing all day long demanding your attention. You're taking care of them all by yourself. What's going on?" So Moshe Rabbeinu explains to him, "What I'm doing is that people are coming to me to seek out God. And when they have kielam davar, when they have a matter, bo'elai, he comes to me, v'shafatati, and I judge between man and a fellow, and I make God's statutes and his teachings known. Ad kan." Mitivrei Apsukim. Ayin b'Ramban. The Ramban explains that three things were said over here by Moshe Rabbeinu in explaining that the nation comes to him. Number one, Lidro Shelokim. Ki avo elai ha'am Lidro Shelokim. What is Lidro Shelokim? To daven. To daven for their cholim. And lahodia ma she'avad lahem, and to know what they lost, if anyone wants to find the lost object. So Moshe Rabbeinu helps him with that. That's called drishas elokim. Number one. Number two, Moshe Rabbeinu would judge them. V'shafatiti. Judge them. Number three, he would teach them Torah. V'odati lahem eschukei elokim ves toroisav. Ayin sham b'divrei haramban. Lashon HaRamban, L'spal al-cholem ulodiya ma she'yovad lahem. To daven for their sick, and to tell them what they lost. Ki zeh ikar drishas elokim. That's inquiring of God. V'chein yasu im anavim, kom sh'amar, lefim b'yisokum arish b'lechto, l'shulkim chuvin elcha adaroeh. Darshi was Hashem Meyosel Lomar Achia Shaloni Mecholize Leimor Achia Mecholize and Achia Shaloni Achia Mecholize Shispalov Diener Nishmat Filasa. So the Ramban adds that thus the people did inquire with the later prophets in former times. Israel, man went to inquire of God. They said, "Come and let us go to the seer." So that's the same idea of Lidrosh Elokim, to go to the Navi. And there's a pasuk that tells us that they would go to the Navi and ask Malachim Beis Cheshes, go meet the man of God and inquire from him to inquire of Hashem, am I going to recover from my sickness? And then Ki Elam Rid V'Aylai Shafatiti, I'm Shafit them. V'Aylim Lamed Asim Torah V'Dati Yitzchuk Lim V'Star Reisav. So those are the three things. We have to understand, according to this, what it says in Pesukim Yates and Yates and Chaf. V'atashma b'kol liyatzcha v'ilukim yimachay e'ayah te'la'am mul elokim ve'vesa atas hadvarim el elokim v'sarte esem v'sachukim v'sataras v'dad lam z'derech yechu ba v'sem ma'ase asher ya'asun. So Yisro says to him, it's a bad idea, you're going to get all wiped out. So therefore, what's the Zaitza? Zaitza is, now listen to my voice, I'll advise you and may God be with you. You be for the people before God and you bring the matters to God. And you shall warn them of the statutes and teachings and acknowledge to them the way upon which they should walk and the deeds they should do. The Ramban writes, that it says, Hayata la'am mul you should be for the nation, opposite Hashem. Hodalo Yisro Aladover. Harishon Shamar Kiyavo Elai. Hodalo Yisro Aladover. Harishon Shamar Kiyavo Elai. Al Medor Shalokim. So he agreed, Hoda, he agreed on the first matter when the nation comes to seek out God. So he says to him, all right, Heyeyata la'am mul Elokim, you be for them opposite God. And that he says, Vizarte asem. So Hoda lo b'ma sh'amar vodati yischukim l'asos. So you teach them Torah, keep doing that. Raktoan Yisrael gabayam mishpot. Ah, when it comes to the mishpot, that he says is going to be too much for you. So he's cool with the teaching Torah. He's cool with the asking about their sick people or their lost items. But he's not so cool with the judging part. That he doesn't like. That Moshe should judge alone. So since Moshe and Yisro are talking about the same things, so why does Moshe say a lashon of Lidroish Eloikim? And Yisro used a different lashon. Why doesn't he use Moshe's lashon? Shatat tidrosh elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, when the nation comes, lidrosh elokim. He should have said to him, you should be darish elokim. But Yisro has a different lashon. Hey atam mul elokim. Veveisatas dvarim el elokim. Matam hashinui. Also, if he's referring to the Limud HaTorah, what's the lashon that Moshe used? Rodati es chukei Elokim es torosav. Yisro used a different lashon. Vizharta esem es achukim es toros. Why does Yisro change the lashon? Vizharta esem es achukim es toros. Vadat lam es aderch yechu babes amatzah sher yasem. A different lashon than Moshe. So what's the difference between the lashonot of Yisro and Moshe? You also have to understand pasuk yitches, navol tibol gam ata gam am. You're going to wear out, you and the nation. Yikavim mimcha davar lo tuchal aseo levadecha. You can't do it on your own. Rashi brings to the Mechilta, that's it, it says, Gamata, Naval, Tibo, Gamata, Gamamazeh. What's the Gamata? The Rabbis, Aaron, Vachor, Vashivim, Zakenim. So writes Rashi, later on, Patsuch of Gimla, Imesadavar, Azet, Tasev, Vitzivcha, Lakim, Yachol, Tamoid, Vagam, Kolam, Azel, Makom, Yavu, Bishalam. Rashi explains, Vagam, Kolam, Shabal, the Rabbis, Aaron, another Vavim, Shim, Zakenim, Anuvim, Ata, Imoch. I understand. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu judging alone. So we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu judging alone. What does Aaron have to do with anything? Aaron, Chur, Shivim, Zakenim, Makesha. Talking about Moshe Rabbeinu judging alone. What is Vifalta Rain, Aaron, Chur, and Shivim, Zakenim? And also, why did Chazal have to make this drasha? And Gamata to be Larabbas Aaron Vachur. What's the Chrech? And Pasuk Yitches, it says Gam Ha'am. It says Navol Tibo Gamata Gam Ha'am. So we're not adding on to the Am, so why are we adding on to Moshe? We also have to understand a Pasuk Yitches. Rashi explains that the Ribui and Aaron is Gamata L'Rabbos is Aaron. And it says in Pasuk Yitches, Naval Tibol, Gamata. So Rashi there brings the Mechilta that who's it referring to? It's referring to Aaron. It So when it says Gama Amazeh, who's that referring to? The nation that's standing over him from morning to night. Whereas in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Rashi explains the sinyan of Aaron and what it says there, Vagam kol Amazeh al-makom ha-yavu b'shoah. That Amazeh is Aaron, Nadav Aviv, and Shivim Zekenim. And that's definitely difficult to understand this drasha. Pashtas Amazeh shara am. Shiavu al-makom ha-b'shoah. Because they're not going to have to stand over Moshe Mibokar at Erev. Like we see in Pasuk Yud Ches. So Mehechi Tesi, that it's talking about Aaron. In Pasuk Chav Gimel, it says, Gam kol amazel, makom yavu b'shalom, Mehechi Tesi, it's talking about Aaron, Nadav, and Aviv, and Shiv, and Zekenim. Say it's talking about the nation. Just like in Pasuk Yud Ches. So Yisro gives this great Eitzah to appoint judges, and the things will be better for everybody. But we don't understand why in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Gam Am is referring to Aaron, Nadav and Aviv, and the Shivim Zekenim. Why doesn't he just say it's referring to the Am? Like it is in Pasuk Yud Ches. So we really have our work cut out for us. We want to understand why Yisro changed the language that Moshe used when he was responding to Moshe. And we want to understand what the Echrech of this drasha is. That when it says Gamata, Avotibo Gamata, why is there a Echrech to say it's the Rabbis Aaron? Rashi brings the Rabbis Aaron b'chur b'shim zkein and mechi tesi. What's the chreich for that? Are gam am is in the Rabbis anything? And why in pasuk chav gimel gam kol am azel? Why is that referring to Aaron? Nadav and Aviv and shim zkeinim mechi tesi. Just say it's referring to the am. That things will be better for them. And what do they have to do with anything? What's Moshe talking about? Moshe Rabbeinu judging alone over here. Advarim tzrichim biurav. Not that it says Haye Atala Am Mul Elohim. What's the Mul Elohim? And what's the Haye Ata? Haye Ata La'am. You should be for the nation Mul Elohim. What does that mean? So it would appear that there are two ways right? What does it mean? Hayeyata, you should be. And mul elokim. That's it. So the two ways, two mahalchim in the union of Moshe Rabbeinu when he's makabel Torah from Hashem and giving it over to the Jewish people. We could say that Moshe Rabbeinu was together Shlucha D'Rachmana. He was Hashem's Shlich to give the Torah to the Jewish people. And that's because of Otzem Gadlus Ma'alasa, because of his greatness, that he's worthy of being a Shlucha D'Rachmana. Mitzat Sheni, we can say that Moshe was together Shlucha D'Don. He wasn't Hashem's Shlich, he was together our Shlich. To be Makabla Torah from Hashem, for the Jewish people, and give them the Torah. Was he Hashem's Shlich or our Shlich? We can bring a smach for this from the Gemara in Brachas 32a, brought in Rashi, Kisisa 32:7. That it says after Ma'atzega, Lechu raid kishicheis amcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, raid mitulascha. I only gave you gedula for the Jewish people, and now they sinned. What do I need you for? Rashi brings in Kisisa for Shmos Rab, Shmos son. It's not the Moshe Beis Shalmaila. Moshe Rabbeinu was banished by the Beis Shalmaila in Sham. So it's Majma that the koch of Moshe was conceived Shluchim Shal Yisrael. The Jews are sinning. I don't need you anymore. What do I need you for? The Jewish people sin. I don't need you. And Ad Kedei Kach, he was menudeh from the Beis and Shalmaili. He was banished. Because they don't need the Jews. He don't need Moshe. And Yankiv and Brachas brings in the from the Lush HaGonim, brought by the Sefer Ikrim, Mayim Shlishi Perek Yud Beis, that he says the godless of Moshe was only Machmas Chus Yisrael. He brings in the Torah's Kohanim, so Paras and where it says Perachov Zayin Post Kalam Dal, later on Mitzvah Shetziv Hashem Al Moshe, Al Bnei Yisrael Bahar Sinai, Shes Chus Yisrael Gomra Bahar Sinai. It was Chus Jewish people that created, that caused Har Sinai. So it was Chus Mishal Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to give the Torah at Har Sinai, but also receive the Torah at Har Sinai. Moshe Kosev Rashi Bahar Shetzvar and Varm. That all 38 years the Jewish people were nazov b'midbar, that they were reprimanded in the desert, the Dibur didn't speak to Moshe b'lashon chiba panim upanim b'yishuv adas until the end, because the of the stay in the midbar. Because Ein Hashchina Shor Levim Moshe Yisrael, Shina Shor Levim Moshe Yisrael. So it's mashma also. The Nevuah is Moshe because of Hashem. From Hashem is because of the Jewish people. But it's not Mochach. We can also say that as Ma'ilah Shluch Rachmana, he can't be the Shluch Rachmana if the Jewish people aren't Roy, Ra'ui. He's really a Shluch Rachmana. He's a Hashem Shliach. Or it's more Mistaber. That it was because of the Jewish people. He was a shliach of the Jewish people. And according to this, we can say that that's the issue over here. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki avo elayam l'dor sheloikim. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koveya Moshe as a shluch d'rachmana. And through this, there is a possibility. L'dorish es Hashem ha'idei drisha mi-Moshe. Kadosh Baruch Hu kava at Hashem, at Moshe, kishluch d'rachmana, and through this, people should be darish Hashem aydei drisha mi-Moshe, shluchu k'moso. And therefore they come to me, because to seek me out is to seek out God. So in other words, he's saying, I'm a shluch d'rachmana. I'm God's messenger. So to Moshe says, ki elem devar bo'elai, because כשישנה אפשרות לקבל הכרעה במשפט שבין איש ובין רעהו מהקדוש ברוך הוא על ידי שלוחו כמותו כביכול, when you can get הכרעה, you can get a decision in a mishpat between man and his friend from God through his shliach. So you don't have to ask the mishpat of basar v'dam, you can get mishpat kavo, you can get from God. And therefore, bo elai, tzumir, if I may use the Portuguese. Moshe Rabbeinu also said, and I told him the laws of God and his Torahs. In other words, Amiras Hashem le Moshe, Sachukim v'atorah, and b'zeh rak Amir li Yisrael, ade Moshe kibol asa dvar machmas Yisrael. Ela shemoshe hu amodiyah v'anoisin v'amoisir atorah li Yisrael. Asher ma'ash yeshno etzel Moshe, adayin einu nimtza etzel Yisrael shel sholchem elahu shluch d'rachmana. Ushliach d'rachmana. Moshe Rabbeinu says, and I taught them the laws of God in his Torah. In other words, the speaking of Hashem to Moshe about the laws in the Torah is not just a speaking to the Jewish people through Moshe, who is Makabel, it through because of the Jewish people. But Moshe is the Modia. The Hodati is Chuk Elokim es Torosef. I am Hashem's Shliach. It's not just that I'm here to give it over to the Jewish people. I am here to give it over to the Jewish people as Hashem Shliach. So we're going like that side, that he's Hashem Shliach. And with this we can explain the Mechilta. Pasuk Tesva, Vayomer Moshe, Tetra, Kiyavo, Elai, Oshana Mechilta. Amra Adavar Zeh, Shal Yudish Kvar Akos, Rabban Gamliel. Maro Moshe, Lomer, Kiyavo, Elai, Am, Amala, Mai Yoimar, Kshu Amel Lidro, Shalakim Yafa, Amar. So, Yudish Kvar Akos, asked Rabban Gamliel, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, when the nation comes to me? And Rabban Gamliel answered, what is he supposed to say? When he says to seek out God, he says, well, what's the question? What's the answer? Mom, what's going on over here? And he says, my Yomar, what is he supposed to say? It's mashma that he has to say this, even though it's not Yafe. But then afterwards, Rabban Gamliel says, no. It isn't good, but when he says Lidur Shalikim, then Yafa Amar. He says beautifully. My lidur shalokim yafamer. Not for lidur shalokim lo yafamer, but now yafamer. Based on what we explained, it's beautiful. Yavo Eli is a lashon gaiva. That's what he was asking. Well, why? How could Moshe speak that way? Ayin b'zayis rana. What he explained? How could he speak that way? Yavo Eli am me tzumir kim tzumir. What's mitis? How can that be? So now Gamliel says he has to say this, because that's the nida and that's the issue of bias hamela. Moshe Rabbeinu has to be mityaches to the fact that they're coming to him. He's explained they're coming to me. What is he supposed to say? Mayoima, what is he supposed to say? But when he says Lidur Shelokim, ain't so klal sheila l'Moshe b'torat Moshe. But you know what? He has to say that, but he even said beautifully. Why? Because when they're coming to me, they're coming to God. That's what it means. When they're coming to me, they're coming to Hashem, because I'm Hashem's shliach. There's no siachsis to Moshe. Yafam, are you saying good? Not coming to me, they're coming to Hashem. So again, that's like that side of the Chakira. We're coming to Moshe, Moshe Shluch of the Rachmana, he's Hashem Shliach. There's a book about Rosh Hashanah 5 of Mendelevitz in Hebrew. Shluch of the Rachmana. Moshe Rabbeinu was Shluch of the Rachmana. Mara talks about it in the context of Kohanim, Shluch of Didan, Shluch of the Rachmana. They are Shlichim, Hashem Shlichim. Now, Koponim, we see here Gevaldik. That the Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I'm Hashem Shliach, Lidur Shalakim. It's not Gaiv at all. It's not Bo'ilai. It's Lidur Shalakim. I'm the messenger. ועל זה אמר לו יתרו, שמאחר שבאופן כזה נבול תיבול גם אתה, whoa, T.O. coach. Time out. In such a way, you're going to wear out. We're going to wear out. Hayata lamul elokim. In other words, don't be the shluchat rachman. She'az adrisha imimcha. Mishum shezo drisha me'elokim. El tia shliach ha'am. You should be the messenger of the nation. Rashi explains, what does it mean, heyeya tala'am? You should be a shliach u'melitz bein osam, l'makom. V'shol mishpatim me'ito. You should be the shliach, you should be the middleman between them and God. And ask mishpatim of Hashem. Tagim Yonasa ben Uziel, heve'at lama tva upan min kadam Hashem. You should seek out teaching from Hashem, for the nation. Lama? That's what it means, Heyei Atala'am. You are for the nation as their shliach. That's what it means, Heyei Atala'am. U'mikocham, we have the Mul Elokim. Since you are their shliach, you're going to be Mul Elokim. Since Heyei Atala'am, you're their shliach, you're Mul Elokim. So Yisra was saying, no, you're not God's shliach, you're their shliach. V'aydeze tafkitcha hu, lo lanot la'am b'shem Hashem. So your tafkit is not to answer the nation, B'shem Hashem Ela, ve'veta tadvarim Ela Elokim. You're not answering in the name of God. You're going to bring the matter to Hashem, because you're a shliach for the nation to Hashem. So again, Moshe Rabbeinu's lashon was כי אלהם דבר בא אליי, ושפעתי בני שבני ידעתי את חוקי מסתרות, so. So I'm here as a messenger of Hashem. And therefore, כי אבוא אליי עם לדרוש אלוקים. There, when they come to me, they're seeking out God. When they come to me, they're seeking out God. That's like we saw before. The Lidur Shalokim, he's saying good. He should say by like, because it's Lidur Shalokim. And then, because they're seeking me out, they're seeking out God. And then Yisro says, no. Heye atala am ul elokim. You are for the nation. You are shliach u'meitzim b'enutz b'enosim l'amakom v'shom mishpatim b'ito. You're asking there in Yanam in front of Hashem. You're the shliach of the people, not the shliach of Hashem. And also it says in Pasuk, Yites Vizharta Eshem. In other words, since in this Mahalach, Shetiyah Nesina Satara L'Moshe K'Nesina Satara L'Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over the Torah to the Jewish people, it's not Ve'hodati Yitzchuk Elokim Es Torah. What does it mean, Ve'hodati Yitzchuk Elokim Es Torah? It means that this is a Hodah, a Mesira, giving over of Chuk Elokim Es Torah. Because he's Hashem's Shliach. That's the way Moshe had it. El Shekvar Keshekibel Moshe Et Chuk Elokim. כבר הייתה הדאבה מסירה לישראל, ותפקידו של משה רק לפלי והזהרת אסם מסחוקים וסטרס. No. Your job is just like I did before. They have to know what to do. They have to know what to do. So therefore you tell them. Not the vihodati eschuk elokim es torosav. Vihodati eschuk elokim es torosav, saying that he's Hashem shliach, and therefore he's informing them about chuk elokim es torosav. And Yitzhar's response is no. Vizhar te esem es chukim es toros. You should warn them that they have to keep the chukim and the toros. So the modiya is not Moshe. The one who's informing them is not Moshe. It's Hashem. Moshe's job is just to warn them. That after they got the Hodah from Hashem, it's Hashem giving the Torah, now he's going to warn them before. Shel shmirat ha-chukim va-torot sheba'a kochad le'idea otam le'maaseh, k'dei le'kaimah. So they have to know them le'maaseh in order to be mekayim them. In other words, the etzem giving of the Torah, that was to the Jewish people through Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu was merely their shliach, so it's considered that they already received the Torah. But le'maaseh, even though it's considered they received the Torah, they have to know what's in it. So therefore warn them to keep it. But the Etzem Hodah was not just to Moshe. Was not just to Moshe wasn't the Modi of Torah to the Jewish people, as Moshe Rabbeinu had it. No, Hashem was the Modi of Torah. Hashem was Modi of the Torah. And what's Moshe's job? Moshe's job is that Lamaisa should make sure they keep it, and therefore warn them about it. Warn them they have to keep it. But it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Modi, like he's in place of Hashem. No. He was there, he received it for Klal Yisrael. And now he has to tell them Lamaisa what to do. And Yisrael says, V'odat l'masaderech yelchu b'avis ha-matzah asher yasu. You know what the Hodah is? Not chuk elokim v'tayraisav. Chuk elokim v'tayraisav, to know the etzem laws, that Hodah was from Hashem. It's not from you. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, Alashon of Hodah is Mesir, is Nesina. Giving over, you know what you should give over? Es haderech asher yelchu b'b'samas asher yasun l'maisa. Et zebu vadu shi'chadesh Moshe. The etzem divrei Torah the Jewish people already got. Just in doing it, you have to warn them to keep it. V'zharat elahem. They have to keep it. V'zharat eshem. V'zachukim v'satoros. Warn them of the statute and the teachings. Warn them about what they have to keep. And you said a lashon of Hodah. You know what the Hodah is? The Hodah is not what Hashem said. He's using Moshe's lashon of Hodah. The Hodah is to know what Lamaisa. It's a derech yelchu ba, it's a maaseh sher yasu. So warn them about keeping the chukim and the Torah so they know Lamaisa what to do. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu received it on their behalf, but they had to know what to do so. Moshe Rabbeinu has to warn them about it, but even though he's telling them about it, he's informing them, but that's the receiving of the Torah was already done by Moshe on behalf of the Jewish people, so they already received it. Snapshot that Moshe is the Modia, that he's giving it over. No, it was already given over to the Jewish people when it was given to Moshe because he's their Shliach. But he has to tell them Lamaisa what they have to do in order to keep it. So warn them about the Chukim and the Torahs. And use the Lashon of Hodah. Okay, v'odat l'mes haderech yelchu ba v'samas yasu, not hodah on the etzem haTorah. Etzem haTorah is just, You're just warning them to keep the Etzem HaTorah. But they're receiving, you already, they already received it. When you received it, they received it. And the Hodah is Lamaisa. You're informing them Lamaisa, but not the Etzem receiving. Never doesn't say Vodata Esachukim Esatoros. Because that would imply that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over Torah to the Jewish people on behalf of God. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no. You just warn them that they have to keep X, Y, and Z. When you're informing them of, is the Lamaisa, not the Etzem HaTorah. The Etzem HaTorah, they're already informed when you were informed. So the Mishpat of Moshe is not the Mishpat of Hashem. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Shlucha Didan, he's not Shlucha Derachmana. And therefore, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's taina? Moshe Rabbeinu's taina is they're coming to me for Mishpat. And they're coming to me for Mishpat, why should they go to anybody else? I'm coming to me for Mishpat, it's coming to God for Mishpat. They're coming to be Dorosh Elokim when they come to me. So how can I give it over to anybody else? And Yisrael is saying, no. When they're Dorosh, they're not Dorosh Elokim. You're not in place of God. You're their shliach. And since you're their shliach, Mimela, you can appoint other people to do it. You can appoint other people to judge. That's why Yisrael says to him, appoint judges. You don't have to do it all yourself. Okay, so this was Gevaldik, but we're only B'chatzi HaDerech. We still have a lot more to explain. So, Baruch Hashem, we have a much better Havan in the Pesukim now. But please stay tuned, and we will see more in the flows. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.